Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. I'm not going to sing no songs for you. That's a whole other show. But I do want to hear from you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Social media. I, of course, would love to converse with you on the social media level. So long as you're not cyberbullying me, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Myself or he of the shiny follicles, Mr. J, will add you to the Smooth Drama group. Once again, myself, Mr. J, he of the shiny follicles, will add you to the group. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, follow us, add us. We'll follow you back. We can talk. As long as you're not cyberbullying me. Apparently, that's like a real thing. Where people really, I know I'm insensitive here, but I don't really do anything but be amused by social media. I can't say that my feelings get hurt on social media, but that's just me. Anywhere you find social media, you find Smooth Drama, you can attempt to cyberbully me. Probably not going to work. You'll be just practicing. We'll just say that. But I still would welcome the opportunity to be bullied by you, allegedly. Also, if you're listening live on Blog Talk, you can jump to the Blog Talk chat, or you can go to smoothdrama.com. We have a live chat room there. Always, as they say, lit in there, because my listeners say all kinds of crazy stuff. And I enjoy reading it while I'm trying to talk at the same time. The multitasking. Y'all don't even know how hard and easy it is at the same time. Yeah. That's what I do. All right. And so, what would we do without talking about the more scrumptiouser apocalypse? I mean, it goes without saying that it just gets more delicious every day. Like really, really delicious. Scrumptiouser, all that. You just make up adjectives and the apocalypse just gets better. So, for example, I watched the vice presidential debate between Kamala Harris and Mike Pence. Woo! Man, and you know, there's a lot of fallout from that last night. I mean, one, it was more of a debate. It was more of a typical debate than the other one. So I give a shout out to them. They were more adultish last night on the average. You know, and it's a weird thing, I was counting. It took old girl like four times on the average to get Pence to stop talking. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. It was kind of crazy. After a while, I'm just like, one, two, three, four. There was one time where she got off, she fired all six of them. So, you know, they put these moderators to work. That's for sure. Now, you know, one of the cooning reverends got on Fox News and said that Kamala Harris was Hillary Clinton in blackface. I thought that was hilarious. Actually, it was like she was Hillary Clinton in blackface. I think there was a disservice because there's one thing Kamala Harris as an attorney, she lives to talk. Now she may not be full of abundant personality because, you know, she had to be vice presidential. She couldn't go all the way in because I've seen her in the different rallies, and she, of course, you talk to the people that are there, right? So I've seen her during some of the protests, whatnot, and you know she's shaking her head and shaking her hips. You know she's doing that thing because I'm guessing they kind of choreographed that, sort of like a music group. We gotta get our steps together where we're at, make sure that our routine is tight. And I know her routine's been tight. Her routine was tight last night. I give her that. Her routine was definitely tight. So props to her. And then of course there's Mike Pence, the Lord of the Flies. And he also doubled as Pink Eye, the COVID bandit. it was like the dude had pink eye. It was like his eyes pink. And that fly sat there. I mean, fly in his hair. Because at first, you know, you look at the screen and you think, oh, maybe there's some dirt on your TV or something. That's what I thought, like, there's some dirt on my TV. Nope. Wasn't dirt. Definitely wasn't dirt, McGirt, as old Dirty Bastard used to call himself. Nah, it was just a fly. And he was so stiff that the fly didn't move for a long time. It's like the fly was on his head in that one spot for at least 5-6 minutes. It was crazy because, you know, they did memes. Everybody was talking about he's Lord of the Flies. I mean, and how flies are attracted to shit. I mean, it was just a whole lot. And I know for me, I just, man, you know what you got to do, how still and almost death-like that you have to be to keep a fly still on your body. That right there is a skill. And at the same time, homie is lying through his teeth. I mean, and the funny thing is, The reporters afterwards talked about how, you know, he's that dude that can unflinchingly tell a lie. I mean, he's smooth with it. And Pence was like, he answered no direct questions. It was like in both of them questions, actually, because both of them pretty much like, nah, we not for them questions. But let me tell you about them right there. Let me tell you what Mike Pence did. Let me tell you what Joe and Kamala Harris is going to do. I mean, he was mad disrespecting her because he didn't call her Kamala. He's like, Kamala, he made sure to mispronounce her name every time. It was definitely way up there. Yeah. And so just in talking about his calmness with a fly on his head, I mean, it was almost like, remember the commercials that came on late at night with the black kids and what's her name from Archie Bunker? She was like, for like 25 cents a day, you can feed this kid. And, you know, you're watching the commercial and the flies on the kids' faces, but the kid's not swiping them off. It's just like the flies like furniture in the ad. It's one of the saddest and weirdest things that you could see on TV, right? And that's what I thought. Yes, Sally Struthers. Thank you, Grateful Being. That's what I talked about. That's what I was talking about when I say homeboy was he's just casual. Like, you have these animals that have other creatures on them, and it's all good, just eating dead skin off of them or whatever off of them. That's how he was. Like, I am really, really cool with flies on my person. Unflinchingly cool. Just saying. So maybe that's something that occurs with him all the time. Cause he was smooth. He just went through his thing, and I'm sitting up here, I'm trying to talk and not move at the same time, my head a little bit. This is really, really tough. It's almost like a neck exercise, right? It's like you will make your neck really, really strong if you talk and you don't move at all. It's almost like you're like squeezing muscles. It's like I'm feeling pressure. It's like, ooh, I gotta stop. Like, man, I gotta move my neck around, right? So, yeah, shout out to Mike Pence for having the incredible death stare and pretty much confirming what I already knew, him as a very, very creepy man who I know if I was under the same roof as him, I could not sleep because he's haunting you, right? He's got to be dead. He's got to be a golem. That's how you explain the fly just landing on him. Of all the people in there on camera, the fly lands right there and just becomes part of debate history. Because I can't recall, and maybe it's something that we have to look at before, has there ever been a bug, a fly, anything that was a part of a political debate on national TV? It's like that fly is like, I'm getting my screen time. I'm going to be a star, bitches, if I wasn't dying the next day. It's one of the things, flies live like two, three days. That sucks. Yes, it'd be a good thing not to be a fly, right? And going back to homie with the pink eye, they came out and said the pink eye is one of the rare conditions that say you have COVID, right? And then you start thinking, man, it's like they came out and said that over 34 people at the White House have COVID. Over 34 people at the White House. Well, not over. 34 people. Let me be correct. Let me be grammatically correct. 34 people at the White House have COVID. And so, even if he don't have COVID, he got pink eye. Because it's either that, because they was trying to explain, like, well, maybe it was the makeup got in his eye, and that's why his eye looked like that. I'm just like, nah, he got pink eye. You just gonna run with it like that. I'm going to guess that they probably have diseases because they're just all nasty, dirty. And the funny part is Trump was like, man, they talking about having a virtual debate. I ain't doing no virtual debate. Like, they can cut me off whenever they want because it's virtual. So when he's talking, they just like cut him off. He's like, nah, that ain't going to happen. Because I want to be able to be as petty as possible. I want to be as petty as possible. And as intrusive as possible during my debate. So he's like, nope. I mean, because he said it. And see, this is the one thing that you can always appreciate about Donald Trump. No matter how stupid it sounds, he going to say it. I mean, he says exactly what he's going to do. Because he said, yeah, I'm not doing the virtual debate. It's stupid. They can cut me off when I'm talking. You ain't can't have that. I got to be controlling and manipulating. Spread disease. You know, not only they out there spraying COVID in the air. So, shout out to all the people in Utah that was in the crowd. I hope you went home and showered. Because one, I wouldn't have been there. And two, if I had to be there, you're covering it. I'd have been way in the back. And I would have went home and showered. I probably would have been during the debate, just had my water bottle with the bleach in it and just spraying it in the air around me. Just, I know people say that's archaic, but I'm just saying, if you think you're in an infectious area, just add bleach in the air. Kill everything. Just saying, if you believe in that, if you're one of them people who don't believe in it, you know what? I got love for you too. Do your thing. I'm going to do mine. You do yours. I'm going to spray my bleach. Oh, and so some of you know, you can actually pre-order a $100 Trump defeats COVID coin. Because Christmas season is coming up. You want to be able to get that person you care about something prestigious, something that they can say you've never gotten before. This right here, this right here, that would be a that would be a collector's edition. Something you probably wouldn't be able to pawn off on nobody, but you'll be one of the few people who have one, right? Like, hey, I got the Trump defeats COVID coin. How much can this give me? I paid $100 for it. Should be worth what? At least 12 cents? I don't know. Sometimes you just got the money. You just got to wonder. You just have to wonder. Speaking of wondering, as everybody knows, he's promised the vaccine, you know, 40 years out, right? And just, like, it's coming, right? And y'all be ready, because we gonna have it. We are going to have it. Unfortunately, they're having a problem. And what's the problem, you may ask? They're saying that the modern trials are slow because there are no minorities volunteering, meaning no one wants to be the guinea pig. So they're talking about it like, hey, in order for this to go down, for this to happen, we need to go through these trials, but it's slowed by the insufficient minority participants. So, ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and germs out there, hey, they didn't enroll enough Black, Latino, and Native American participants. And they need to know, because apparently we're not all the same kind of human. And so our physiologies are different. And so just like with diseases, whatnot, they affect different people differently. And so, yeah. Any of my listeners plan on volunteering for the trials? I mean, you would think with what's happening, you'd be able to at least get some homeless folks, right? I'm not that I'm saying pick on the homeless. Before y'all even go there, stop it. I'm just saying, if you're paying, and I hope they're paying, you ain't messing people up for free. I remember being in college and you see those, you know, you're looking at ways to get money and you see, hey, we're doing these scientific trials and you could take these drugs. And I'm like, no, 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 I don't want to grow a vagina on my toe. Yes, I know. I think weird like that. But I'm just saying. You have an eyeball on your kneecap, probably be messed up. Or you just grow that bump that doesn't go away in the wrong spot, right? So it's like you get this protruding bump and you have to explain it. Like, why do you have this protruding bump on your butt cheek and it's purple? Well, see, when I was in college, I did this clinical trial, and boom, there it is. It's kind of hard to talk that one down. More than likely, you're gonna ruin the mood. I mean, so I'm just saying. I know a lot of times these clinical trials, the side effects are different. You know, maybe you'll have one eye that has eyelashes longer than the other one. So folks will think that you're faking, right? Why you got fake eyelashes? And I'm like, I don't have fake eyelashes, but your eyelashes are way bigger than the other one. Or, yeah, maybe you'll just be manic. Like, allegedly the drug that the president is taking, supposed to cause manic behavior. Not that he needs any help in that department, but just saying. And so we don't know what the side effects will be for this drug. And as we all know, when you watch these different drugs on TV, the side effects, as opposed to what it's supposed to cure, I'm like, so I'm trying to bring my blood sugar down, but I won't be able to breathe. My nuts gonna swell, and if I get a paper cut, I might bleed to death. I might want to give up those gummy bears. I'm just saying. It's interesting how we get into that. And yeah, just in case, if anybody out there, you decide you want to go through the clinical trials, please hit us up. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. We would love to hear from you what those clinical trials involve and how it affects you. I would be very, very curious. Do you know anybody? Hit us up. We would love to talk to people who are involved in the clinical trials. I think that would be kind of amazing. Kind of amazing. If you agree with me, hit me up. No, okay. Nobody wants that. So, I've said all this bad stuff. So, I'm gonna go with something good here. Tory Lane got charged. I know Brown Sugar and a lot of the other female listeners were upset by the fact that Megan Thee Stallion was taking all the hits because Tory Lane had his little man moment. You know. And so in the spirit of Kamala Harris, let me explain little man moment. Generally speaking, most of you women know this, but just in case you don't, and it's just something subconscious that you do. The little man moment is where little guys who have to compensate because they have small shoe sizes and they didn't get to ride rides till they were well into their 20s compensate by getting big trucks and talking loudly and acting crazy. For the most part, in doing outrageous things. And so, Tory Lanez, he got arrested. So, ladies rejoice. Now, whether or not he gets charged and goes to jail and has to sweat it out because he realized he's a really, really small man in prison with a bunch of really, really big men who feast on little bitty small men. We don't know. That's a paradigm we may or may not be able to consider. I look forward to seeing what's happening. He got charged in L.A., so, and he's Canadian, though. So, maybe he may just go back to Canada. Like, you know what? Bump this United States experience. I'm going to Canada. I ain't never coming back. I don't know. We'll see. But that's the good news. Tory Lanez got that work. He got charged. Now we'll see if a jury of his peers, which, you know, we always say jury of the peers. So you think in L.A. they can find 12 midgets? I mean, people that are really short to be on the jury. So they can, like, feel how he feels. I'm guessing the jury probably, the lawyers probably wouldn't even let little people serve on that. That jury. I'm just wrong. I know I'm wrong. I just, you know what? I don't break. I done messed that all up. I don't want to get tacked. It's like short people out there just sneaking up on me, punch me in the kidneys, whatnot. Keep talking that shit. Anyway, this is Alien Craft Collar 7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're listening live, I encourage you to go to the Smooth Drama site, smoothdrama.com, jump into the live chat. I see my peoples in there doing their thing. I see y'all. I'm telling you, I see y'all. Y'all talk about I'm crazy, but y'all be ill up in there. Apocalypse. Always got to be about the apocalypse. You know, it's the rage. It's the going rage right now, right? So I found out for some of you, if you're interested in this, and if you're in the Virginia area, they're finding there are multiple sightings of the venomous caterpillar called the puss caterpillar. Apparently, the puss caterpillar, puss for some reason. Anyway, the puss caterpillar
it's been appearing in parks and near structures. And there's a Virginia Department of Forestry warning, stay away from the caterpillar because it has venomous spines across its furry coat. So you look at the exterior, oh, it's a cute little caterpillar, till your kid picks it up. Because I figure most grown folks, you see something hairy crawling on the ground, I'm like, nah, I ain't messing with that. it's like an unmanicured eyebrow just walking. You're like, nah, I ain't gonna mess with that. It's going up and down. It's, I ain't fooling with it. But your kid, old grandkid, probably picked that shit up. And you'll be going to the hospital. So, smooth drama, public service announcement. The little furry, fluffy caterpillars are puss caterpillars, and they're deadly. They're venomous. So you'll have a reaction. So you know, you'll get the itchy rash, vomiting, swollen glands, and fever. Would that like be like an intro into a manscaping commercial? Okay. I'll be here all week. That's what they used to do back in the day. So I'm guessing y'all not like, yep, the deadly puss. Something so cute to kids, send your ass to the hospital. Man. Oh, I can just go on all day with that one, but I'm going to leave the puss alone. Leave the puss alone, though. It's so hard. All right. All right. So, I also get to brag about being right. In the apocalypse, I have been batting 1,000. It's like eerie, right? It's like extra eerie. And every headline just validates it. And it makes me feel ill almost, right? Because it's like, you don't want to be right in these circumstances. These circumstances are crazy. So, yeah, because I said that during the apocalypse, I was projecting my fiction to say the animals would be crazy. And, you know, we've already talked about mountain lions in the streets of San Francisco scoping out kids playing in the street. We've seen deer, we've seen wild turkeys. Now apparently, and at the White House reporters have been attacked. I think it was last week, talked about raccoons in the park in San Francisco, just like, and they have videos showing like 8 or 9 of them as you're walking, they're rolling up on you. Which is crazy within itself, because I couldn't imagine I'm walking. You know, people like to walk in the park, whatnot, and get these raccoons that roll up on you like, fish yourself food. Apparently, the White House, and the White House reporters yesterday got rolled up on by a couple of raccoons, like, yeah. And so, you know, he's hollering at one of them, like, get! Because these animals, like, you know what? You're taking this shit back. I ain't being right. Even though now, nighttime is nighttime is kind of crazy.
Right.
It gets dark. I'm kind of like hesitant to be outside a little bit. Cause I'm just thinking, they're like the mountain lion. He like scoping out where I'm at. You like walking to the car and or walking back to the car and bam.
I don't know. Yeah. So
y'all out there, if you're trying to protest in front of the White House during in the daytime, raccoons don't really. Although in San Francisco they was coming out in the daytime, I guess. I don't know. Carry a big stick or a little stick. Wait, no. Take that back, black folks. Maybe you. This is where you would need a white friend and white people. This would be your chance to be the good white friend. You know, you see the people who say, I'm not racist. I have black friends. If you're going to go for a walk in the park, you got to bring your white friend. This way, your white friend can carry the weapon just in case there's raccoons. Because I wouldn't feel comfortable, you know, public service announcement once again with black folks out there with your walking stick or whatnot. You might get shot. It might get mistaken for a shotgun or whatever. I don't know. It's crazy like that. It's crazy that I even have to make the joke that ain't a joke. I have to make the joke that ain't a joke.
It's funny how that goes. And speaking of funny, how that goes.
So, Brad Pitt is in the news. You know, aside from the custody battle with Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt is being sued for $100,000 by this woman who says they talk marriage online. No, it's crazy. It was crazy because apparently the woman was catfished. It was not Brad Pitt. It was not Brad Pitt. She got catfished. But she's, you know, that their motion to dismiss was, hey, it's catfish. Because the fake Brad Pitt reaches out to this lady named Christina, offers to help fundraise for her Make It Right Foundation. He's supposed to appear at planned events. And, you know, she pays the fake catfishing Brad Pitt speaking fees without him ever showing up. And they have proof that it was not him. And said they, you know, they was talking, and she said eventually they start talking marriage, but not. And so she still insists that she has a valid cause to sue him, noting that their conversations included discussions of marriage, and that she had paid 40,000 speaking fees that were accepted without him ever making an appearance. He said his appearance at the events was key to the events. And that was part of the agreement between the plaintiff and the defendants. Now, most of us, once again, most people would say, you know what, you got catfished, Christina. You know, you just got to let it go. You know, that's, you give it up to the game. You got. But she's taking Brad Pitt even after finding out that it's not him, it's catfish. There's proof that it's not him, but she's still going through it anyway. And the fact that there's a judge that actually is listening to this foolishness, it should have been, and see, this is once again proof that we know that we are in a bullshit simulation. Our mirror universe sucks ass, because stupid shit like this actually gets run in the court, right? You're just thinking, nah, that can't happen. So somebody can sue me because somebody stole my identity and made them fall in love. Fault. I'm like, damn. At least let me bust some off if you're gonna sue me. Just saying. That's what I'm saying. So you would think in a reasonable universe, but we know we're not in a reasonable universe. In a reasonable universe, you see, oh, there's proof. Nah, wasn't him. It was a catfish. Throw the case out. That's it. Done, over with. Hands of it. But nope. We're going through it, and Brad Pitt has to go through it. And she's suing and wasting Brad Pitt's money with lawyers, and wasting her money, too, for $100,000. I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there. Bullshit universe. Our universe sucks ass. That's it. We can blame it on the apocalypse, I guess. Blame it on the apocalypse. That's what we gonna do. That's what I thought. You know. And while we blame stuff on the apocalypse, might as well go on in. We're gonna go in and do our dumbass of the week. All right. So, dumbass of the week. As a college student who did the ultimate in art projects, this guy, Rafael Perez Evans, a Master of Fine Arts student at Goldsmith University of London. He came out with his exhibition. What is his exhibition? It's this bunch of carrots in the street. He wasted thousands of carrots, 240,000 to be exact, about 62,000 pounds outside of his college. But what was he trying to say? While wasting food that could have went to feed some hungry, starving people. He said that his art was in part a reference to the practice of dumping, a form of protest that European farmers have used to boycott price drops. He said in some cases, prices can get so low that it actually costs farmers money to get rid of their produce. Boo-hoo. So, in order to protest dumping, he dumps 240,000 carrots right outside his college. That happened. I can't answer why. That happened. You just have to say, you know what? You suck. you stupid, all that. That's a lot of carrots. It's a lot of food. And yeah, I know people don't like carrots per se, but I'm saying that, hey, somebody likes carrots, and maybe they could have eaten those carrots. You could have took a picture of those carrots, and then, you know, gave you know, put up a free cart. Hey, free carrots if you're hungry. I'm saying, I know it's carrots, and we talk about waste, whatnot. But in the middle of apocalypse, when people are literally starving, going hungry, you dumping these carrots to prove your artistic point just proves the reason why I think people are stupid in the first place. So yeah, that dude, I ain't saying his name no more, but he's stupid. As art at its finest, no. Fuck you. And speaking of fuck you, since we did our dumbass of the week, we'll now go into our hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. Hater of the week, the Chinese blogger. A blogger is a video like blogger, but they do the video logs. Dies after being set on fire by her ex during a live stream. This young lady was named Lamu. She had hundreds of thousands of followers. She was on this TikTok type social media app called Douyin. And he doused her in petrol and set fire to her as she was doing a live stream. That's kind of horrible. Just, you know, like I said, talking about how this mirror universe, the one we're looking in, when you look in the mirror, just think that the other side is probably better. Can we switch? Although I don't know. Maybe it's better, maybe it's not. But when once again, breaking up shouldn't be fatal. Breaking up should just be breaking up. You know, there are some people who just, We talk about maturity and immaturity. You know, like they say, there's other fish in the sea, but apparently I got to have this same salmon. And if I can't have this salmon, I'm a damn sure make sure nobody can have this salmon. That's how we doing it. We break up, then I got to kill you. I got to set you on fire. I don't know. Oh, I could talk about that. I can go on with that forever, but that one is just way too sad, right? Way too sad. Question things at all levels. Like, man, is this where we at? You know, I started off talking about pink eye. I'd rather talk about pink eye and COVID than these haters and these dumb asses. They kill me. They're killing me. But not like people are killing themselves, though. There are people who kill themselves, unfortunately. So the Grand Canyon. There was a fell to his death taking pictures. And the bad thing about it, while he was
he fell off the cliff in Arizona at the Grand Canyon taking pictures. When they discovered his body, they also discovered human remains unrelated. So at the Glen Canyon Dam overlook, apparently people like taking pictures there because they found other humans dead. So that apparently, you know how they talk about thirst traps. This one right here is a social media trap. Because you're trying to get that perfect picture so I can share and, you know, people will like me and you're going to fall over 100 feet. Over 100 feet down. Because you wanted to get that good picture. I rail against social media. You know, it's entertainment. I get entertainment. I watch YouTube. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I can't say that I'm posting religiously. My social media manager gets mad at me. Say you should post more. And I should. I really should. But I don't think people want to see me taking pictures when I'm clipping my toes or something like that. I don't know. I know maybe there are some people like you got that foot fetish, like, ooh, Mr. F the N-word. Let me see you clip them toes. I want to see how you clean that toe jam out. I say you'd probably be disappointed because I don't have toe jam. I've talked about it before. I'm real weird about my feet. I protect the hell out of my feet. So, yeah, you're not going to get the toe jam pictures. You know, I'm just saying. Not enough where I'm taking pictures where I might kill myself. Because I got to have that picture. I mean, because I thought that was, it wasn't, I didn't really feel like there was a real story there. I mean, there's a story there, obviously. Somebody lost their life taking a picture. But then to say that they found other human remains, that means there's more than one. So there's a lot of people who had that same thought. Well, there was a few people who had that same thought. I'm going to get this awesome picture, and you fall off the ledge, not paying attention. It just reminded me of when they had the Pokemon a few years back, when people was getting hit by cars and running into buildings and stuff, chasing after things that don't exist. I'm cool. You know, I'm a nerd. I can do the social media thing. I can do, you know, I spend an inordinate amount of time watching Godzilla cartoons, whatnot. I've been on that lately. But I don't think that if they had a virtual Godzilla game, I'm going to be out there in the street chasing after a virtual Godzilla and get ran over by a car. No. Just saying. Public service announcement. If you're going to go to the Glen Canyon Dam Overlook, stay far away from the edge or use a drone. Creative thinking. Whew. And on that note, yeah, I'm going another break. This is Knife Wonder and Buckshot. Ready. Gentlemen, they like that 2000 and now they're like 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 they're
fucking now it was me. How y'all just want to be feeling like a dollar bean? Feel like a house and gonna be the monster. If I want you now, it's funny how back then the kids was off. You got it hard enough with superstar. My life is hardened. And now I'm kind of cool, I got a new pop. In the hills, it's from Liverpool Hill. I was that object. What's the sense in the shine? I'm containing the rhyme and piss it off. I'm the way to struggle, maintaining your mind. What's my label is fine. Let me try to define it. How about the finest? Something we call arthritis. The plot you have is righted. So when you see the beating, I'm sure to fight it. Oh, my dough, my gloves, my flow, my cloth. Yellow, I'm charged. Time to pick up my chest. I don't want nothing left but the best. You see, I'm a breath. My dough, my gods, my flow, my cloth, yellow, we can charge it. Time to pick up my check. Calm with nothing left but the best. I'm prepared for shit. No more hurting for paper. We was searching for paper. Just hit the bank up in the no more searching for mine. No more nickels and dimes. Now you need to be stuck while I put out your line. Yeah, I'm used to the color. And I'm used to the fun. I got this money for the color.
7435 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. And as an added bonus, I always ask the listeners, please jump into the Smooth Drama chat room. Chat with us. You might like it. You might meet a new friend that would be anonymous and you still won't know each other. Y'all can just anonymously vibe all at the same time. It's beautiful, right? That's the essence of the internet. You can just be totally 582% anonymous and say any kind of crazy shit that you want. And it's all good.
All right. No, I didn't say that, but okay, confident creature. All right, so everybody knows I love studies. I mean, I love studies. Like, it's my thing to talk about studies. And so there's a study out talks about something that just makes me sick. the CDC looked at how likely adults were to say that they had remembered to wash their hands in 6 scenarios: after using the bathroom at home, after using the bathroom in public, after coughing, sneezing, or blowing their nose, before eating at home, before eating at a restaurant, and before preparing food at home. Now, they say October 2019 with June 2020, the odds of a person remembering to wash their hands after coughing, sneezing, or nose blowing were 2.3 times higher in 2020. Before eating at a restaurant were 2 times higher, and before eating at home were 1.7 times higher, according to research from the CDC's Prevention Morbidity and Mortality Weekly. I'm just going to say, they say in 2020, 71% of participants reported remembering to wash their hands after coughing, sneezing, or blowing their nose, compared with 53% in 2019. Eating at a restaurant, it increased from 55 to 70%. And for eating at home, it went from 62% to 74%. Y'all some nasty motherfuckers. I'm sorry. You don't remember to wash your hands? You go, you know, maybe you're by yourself. You're into that habit of sneezing in your hands, whatnot. But that's still, come on. If cooking, you don't wash your hands before you cook? You don't wash your hands before you cook? You go out to the restaurant, you don't wash your hands? Hand sanitizer, something? Ooh, y'all nasty. Y'all nasty. I'm just saying, it ain't even at 90%. See, we ain't talking about COVID. You talk about COVID, coronavirus, you ain't at 90%. You in the 70s. You in the 70s. The highest being 71%. And that was just for coughing, sneezing, and blowing your noses. Nasty. See, you know what I reckon this to? I should, but I'm going to do it. It's like religious folks. You only do it because you don't want to go to hell. You don't do it because it's the right thing to do. You only do it because you don't want to go to hell. You don't want to be judged. And it's like this, because it's so much pressure. That's why people are breaking. People are breaking because they're just tired of washing. They're just tired of good hygiene. I ain't gonna blame it on the lockdown. I'm gonna blame it on people who are tired of good hygiene. I can't do it. Using soap is too much for me. I'm saying, this is one of the sickest, nastiest things. And you're wondering, United States, I mean, because we could talk about, you know, because you'll have the folks that say, oh, COVID is fake, whatever. At the end of the day, we're still talking about hygiene. Still talking about hygiene. And 70%, that's where we at. 7 out of 10 times, I'm going to wash my hands. The other 3 times, hey, shit happens. That's what we saying. So you wonder why why folks who suffer and whatnot from whatever, whatever you want to call it. When people are dying and they're dying of diseases, whatnot, it's probably because you nasty asses just y'all just hate soap. Let me repeat. This is from the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly. This means that people are actually filling out the survey and showing you how nasty they really are. Right? Showing you how nasty they really are. So, for example, president was talking about, you know, I don't want to do the virtual. I'm going to do the real. Even though he's sick, supposed to be in quarantine, right? Now, people say, okay, so that's showing you that it's fake. All right. But then I would say, still, I'm in the Bay Area. San Francisco is one of the dirtiest, nasty cities. Now, we can blame that on the homeless folks, but they're still citizens. There's still opportunities for you to be hygienic. I know it's not as many, but there's still public bathroom. There's ways. If you have that in your moral code, because hygiene is morals. I know people won't see it that way. Like, you taking this too far. You going hard in the paint on hygiene. Yeah, because like I said, from my point of view, I see people being frustrated because they have to use soap. They have to have hygiene in their life. I can't be this clean. I can't. It's like you're having mental breaks because I have to do the right thing hygienically. Because that's what all these different arguments are about. Folks getting shot. And like I said, we talking about this white-on-white violence where white people fighting on planes over masks, whatnot. Please, white people. Please. Stop the violence. Okay, I'm done. I'm just saying. Hygiene. We fighting over hygiene. Folks can't take the pressure of being hygienic. That's how I see it. Dude does a debate. He got pink eye. Pink eye is contagious. So it's either he has pink eye, he has COVID, or we can go with, well, the makeup might have gotten his eye, and that's why his eye looked that way. Once again, I'm talking about good old-fashioned hygiene and taking care of yourself. See, the one thing that we get out of this, no matter which way you believe, folks' true colors have come out during this time, because it's, you know, generally the American psyche is bullshit. It's a bullshit psyche. We have a culture of representatives. Everybody throws out their representatives, and then, you know, you get to know somebody, and then you can throw that representative out, and you get to know who the true person is. Now people just like, the representative just gets thrown out the way. No person now. And you see these breaks. All of the breaks are because we don't want to do the right thing. Whether we talk about racism, whether we talk about classism, capitalism, and capitalizing on people. Because everything is exasperated.
right now. Everyone's feelings are raw. And the other part, I don't want to be clean. You can't make me be clean. Is basically the argument from a lot of people. I'm talking about this and it's hilarious. But if we're looking at it, I remember seeing people with shopping carts full of damn soap and cleaning products. Like, you're supposed to already have that. Then you see, oh, we have a shortage of Lysol. Like, Lysol is the only thing that cleans in the whole world. Like, really? Okay. You gonna pay $8 for a can of Lysol, but all the other cleaners we can't mess with. And that's fine by me, because they mark them down and I get cleaners for cheap. It's been interesting watching people melt down because they don't want to use soap. Because they've had to use soap. They've had to. And this just proves my point. This validates my inner thoughts. Because I've always said this has been about hygiene. Whether you believe it or not, it's about hygiene. You know, if you're doing the right things and you're keeping your area clean, and if you're not afraid to be rude, because, I mean, I have zero interest in anybody's feelings when it comes to clean. So I got cleaner in the trunk. I got hand sanitizer everywhere. I'm good. And I have no problem being up front, because I spray all that. I don't care. Because I'm worried about me. If you're not worried about you, that's your business. Do your thing. And on that note, now that I done got off my get off my soapbox, I like soap. Damn it, you should too. We're gonna go into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, all right, what's the shit that happened again? Well, the feds warned the administration about the militias, right? The Department of Homeland Security said that the white supremacists and the militias were the greatest terrorist threat domestically. We're going to ignore all that. So now we've got serious shit happening. For example, there was a bust. There was a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Okay. So in the backdrop, remember, the militias have been emboldened, right? Ohio, when they were just walking. No, it was in Michigan, actually. In Michigan, they were walking to protest, and they were letting them in with the rocket launchers and their guns. You don't even have to go through the metal detector. You can just walk through. No. So, 13 people accused of separate plots to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer over coronavirus restrictions. And I just got through talking about that, right? So, the restriction, they're like, hey, they was linked to some militia group known as the Wolverine Watchmen. They were, and they're accused of
attempting to find the home addresses of law enforcement officers to target them, and they made threats of violence intended to instigate a civil war, and engaging in planning and training to attack the Michigan Capitol building and kidnap government officials. Now, that right there, that's what I'm talking about right there. You know, I always go back to the prophet Malcolm X when he said chickens come home to roost. When you put that kind of energy out there and you allow that kind of energy to fester and grow. See, it's like bad hygiene in society, right? So we still talk about hygiene. And so there are some things in society, if you don't put the soap of justice on it, you get this. And so what happens is now you have the white militia who, you know, they're white supremacists. If they're hating black folks, it's all good. But now they're talking about instigating the Civil War and attacking and kidnapping government officials. That, ladies and gentlemen, are the people who are in charge. See, because they don't respect you, and now they're saying, oh yeah, they attacked her because she was a Democrat. It's like, they don't care if you Democrat or Republican. They would take all of y'all, snatch all of y'all, and put themselves in the place of government. That's kind of what they're about. It's anarchists. That's anarchists want to take down the government and become the government in their image. And so we're here. We're here. And this is where the lack of hygiene comes in. See, because justice is hygiene. If you're doing right and you're supporting the right things, the right things happen. If you're not supporting the right things, wrong things happen. And so this is where the hygiene comes in. And yes, there are statistical probabilities, you know, if you're around people who aren't on your level. They're not on your level, right? Hygienically. And hygiene is a state of mind. See? And when we say hygiene, or when I say hygiene is a state of mind, we're talking about mental. So you have mental bacteria that is harmful, and you put it out there, it catches hold. So that's why I said, like COVID. COVID is the gift that keeps on giving. Because it has fostered the ugly truth that is our society. You know, everything's on the table. You in a bullshit relationship. That shit's been on the table because y'all stuck together. Boom. You know. If you didn't know for sure before this happened, you know now. Right? We talked about, you know, now folks look at you, you sneeze, you might get shot nowadays. It's like folks are scared to be sick. It's like people are forced to wash their hands and it's too much for them. Everybody wants to go back to the normal bullshit that we had before, but we kind of done went down that road now. And you done went too far. So now we're here. And all the ugly truths, all the dirty truths, is just out there for everybody to see. We're talking about racist algorithms and how things are programmed. And, you know,
as I'm somewhat of a coder, I understand that. An algorithm is a program that you write. So it's something that you have to inherently put in. And so when people deny systemic racism, see, that's bad mental hygiene. Because it's just built in. It's built into this society. So on all levels, physical, mental, it's there. And so we see it. We're enduring it. And so bad hygiene of American society is showing to the world. And you know, you see the fatigue. You see the people arguing on social media. You see it. You see the people arguing in the streets. You know, you got folks where they, I can't take it. It's too much. I can't do the truth. I can't look in the mirror. See, because that's why I said we're in the bullshit universe. You know, we're in the bullshit mirror universe, the bizarre world, right? So what makes sense ain't happening. And so this is why soap is important. Break out your mental antibacteria. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue talking to us, we are live in the Smooth Drama chat room. Go to www.smoothdrama.com. I'll see you there.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you guys.
Smooth. Drummer.